Module 7. 7D. Listening Skills. Exercise 1. Page 82. You will hear a student, Sophie Rees, giving a short talk about a conservation project. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
My name's Sophie Rees, and I'd like to talk to you today about a conservation group that I'm involved in. I work with a group of like-minded people who believe we owe a debt to nature for everything mankind has done over the years in the name of progress, which has caused a lot of damage along the way. I'm, of course, talking about the many different ways in which we pollute this planet of ours through industry, ignorance, and our negligent behavior. Anyone who has left the tap running while cleaning their teeth, left the light on in an empty room, just thrown a plastic bottle away instead of recycling it, or left the TV on standby has contributed to the state that the planet is in today. And I'm not even going to talk about the impact caused by the millions of cars on our roads. Vehicular pollution is too big a topic to tackle today. The bottom line is that, any way you look at it, we're all to blame, and my group wants to make amends. I joined the group 2.5 years ago. I was only planning to volunteer for a short period, but the more I did, the more I wanted to carry on. Everyone in the group is a volunteer, and they give as much time as they can. It's a nonprofit organization, but we still have to raise funds. We've carried out a few fundraisers in my time there, but mostly we rely on donations to cover administration costs. We've already completed a number of projects over the last couple of years. We've organized cleanup days, recycling drives, tree plantings, and much more. But we wanted to go further, so we created a scheme to assist companies in the area to reduce their impact on the environment. We go into participating businesses and work with them to identify areas where, by making minor adjustments to working practices, they can make a difference. And sometimes it's very small adjustments that can have the biggest results. One company that we worked with recently, a publishing company, had an extremely high level of paper usage. Although they did recycle their paper waste, the cost to the environment was still high. While recycling is always a positive, it's better for the environment if you don't use the natural resources in the first place. And recycling still uses power, so we helped them find ways to reduce the amount of paper they went through. And can you believe that, by the time we left, they were on their way to becoming a paperless office, which is quite an astounding accomplishment if you think about it. For those of you that might be interested in doing something similar, there are lots of ways you can do your bit. You could sign up with us for one of our events. I'm not saying you have to join my group. I didn't come here to recruit members, no. You could just help out at one of our tree planting or cleanup days. Alternatively, there are a number of other groups that run similar ventures, and you can volunteer with one of them. Anything you can do to help the environment is great, and it will ease your conscience and put your mind at rest that something is being done. While it's very commendable giving your time to one of these causes, you can always simply start at home, making small adjustments to how you carry out everyday tasks, like not doing the things I mentioned at the beginning of my talk. Turning off the tap when you're cleaning your teeth saves precious water, and turning lights off and not leaving things on standby conserves energy. It's not a question of having a passion for everything ecological. You just need to have a desire to do some good, which I personally think we all have.